Hi everyone, this is Gazmov here with a new Mana Obscura cast. What I wanted to talk today about was Cataclysm, and you've got this thing which has been evolving in the blogosphere about spoiler etiquette and spoiler culture. I'll give you an example. MMO Champion have released a huge amount of information about Cataclysm, all the way from the zone changes down to the individual items that are going to be cropping up. A lot of other bloggers have turned around and said, that's all really interesting, but I'm not going to talk about it. Give you an example. My own blog, Mana Obscura, I've said that I'll quite happily talk about things like mage talent changes, game mechanic changes, profession changes, stuff like that. But I won't talk about lore changes and how the general storyline of WoW evolves. So I won't be covering things like lore, quests, and so on. I won't be describing cinematics, stuff like that. Reason for that? I want to try and protect player experiences. I want to make sure that you guys as players, when you go into Cataclysm for the first time, that you can have fresh experiences. Because let's not forget, gaming's kind of evolved from when it was just a case of going through levels and trying to get from one level to another. It's got to the stage now where people play a game for as much the story and the content as anything else. They play it to try out the quests and see where the storyline goes, as much as trying to get to level cap and get through all the dungeons and defeat the hard bosses. I also think that it's kind of a testament to show how video gaming's evolving to something similar to film or to books and literature, in that you've got a story and you want to try and protect it, and you don't want to have huge amounts of spoilers before you get the chance to experience that film or read that book for yourself. I guess it's also in a similar way to things like football and baseball scores, where you'll do your level best to try and avoid hearing about the football score until you get home and get a chance to watch the game yourself and see how it all panned out. So, where does this lead? Well, one of the things that I have seen is that a lot of blogs have started putting up a kind of spoiler stance, which I think is a great thing. They talk about what they're going to publish, what they're prepared to discuss on their blog, and the kind of things that they don't want to touch on their blog, and what they want to try and avoid. And mostly, a lot of blogs seem to be saying, we'll talk to the nth degree about things like class mechanics and mastery mechanics and so on. But they don't want to talk about lore, evolution, and quests and stuff like that. What I would really do is encourage you to, if you run a blog or something, to look at putting together a spoiler stance yourself. What you're prepared to talk about, what you're not prepared to talk about. Publish it so your readers know what they can expect. And then stick to it. So if you've developed a policy where you're going to tag posts for Cataclysm spoilers or stuff like that, that you stick to it so that those of your readers who aren't interested in it don't have to read them. Anyway, that's it from me. I think it's really interesting to see how this kind of gentleman's agreement has evolved with how the blogosphere are looking to handle spoilers, and I think it's an interesting evolution. I think it kind of shows that we've kind of grown up a little. But yeah, that's it from me. That's pretty much all I wanted to chat today. So I'll try and get another one of these done sometime soon. But apart from that, I guess I'll see you all in game. Take care.